This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The U.S. has vetoed a United Nations resolution demanding an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The vote was 13-1 in favor of a ceasefire. The U.S. was the one.
We do not support calls for an immediate ceasefire,
which Deputy Ambassador Robert Wood says would simply help Hamas keep ruling Gaza.
This would only plant the seeds for the next war.
Echoed by Israeli Ambassador Gilad Erdan.
A ceasefire means that the suffering of all will carry on.
The vote came after Palestinian UN observer Riyad Mansour pleaded for the fighting to stop.
In the name of humanity, in the name of justice.
The Security Council held the emergency meeting after Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned of a humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza without a ceasefire.
We are at the breaking point.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Some of the about 200,000 Israelis evacuated from communities near the borders with Gaza and Lebanon say they have nowhere to turn to after their homes were bombed or burned by Hamas militants on October 7th. Linda Grantstein reports from near Jerusalem.
Many fled their homes immediately after the Hamas attack with nothing but the clothes on their backs. Volunteers mobilized to collect and distribute thousands of cartons of clothing, toys, and household items for the evacuee centers. Children have been integrated into local schools, and a nursery school has been opened inside the hotel. One of the teachers says the children seem calmer and happier now, 2 months after the October 7th attack. The Israeli evacuees say they are anxious to move back home, even though they recognize that it may take a long time, if ever, to feel safe in their homes again. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Ma'alea Chamisha, Israel.
For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, faces a new indictment, this time on tax charges. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Hunter Biden already faces firearms charges in Delaware. Documents filed in California Thursday show the president's son has now been charged with 3 felonies and 6 misdemeanors for filing a false return and tax evasion, centered on at least $1.4 million he owed between 2016 and 2019. Special Counsel David Weiss says Hunter Biden spent millions of dollars on an extravagant lifestyle rather than paying his tax bills. The charging documents detail spending on drugs, strippers, luxury hotels, and exotic cars. The charges come after the implosion of a plea deal. Biden's defense attorney Abby Lowell argues prosecutors bowed to political pressure. I'm Jennifer King.
Recent attacks on American water authorities by Iranian-aligned hackers, as well as a separate spat of ransomware attacks hitting the U.S. healthcare system, are calling federal officials to action. White House Deputy National Security Advisor Ann Neuberger says local and state governments and companies need to tighten cybersecurity efforts as they face, quote, persistent and capable cyber attacks from hostile countries and criminals. It was revealed last week that a Western Pennsylvania water authority was among several organizations targeted by hackers aligned with the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps in Iran. Neuberger called the attack, quote, unsophisticated, and that it had, quote, minimal impact on operations. 17-year-old Ethan Crumley was sentenced to life in prison for the shooting deaths of 4 students in 2021 at Oxford High School in Michigan. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
I am a really bad person. I have done terrible things that no one should ever do.
A judge rejected pleas for a shorter sentence and ensured Crumley will not get a chance for parole. He spoke before he was sentenced.
It may not show it now with only 2 years of records, but I am trying. And all I want is for the people I hurt to just have a final sense of culpability that justice has somewhat been served.
The court also heard from victims' families. Nicole Beausoleil's daughter was killed.
Forgiving is a choice. I choose not to forgive you for the choice you made.
His attorney told the judge Crumley deserves an opportunity for parole after his sick brain is fixed through counseling and rehab. I'm Ed Donahue.
The U.S. Soccer Federation and Mexico Football Federation submitted a joint bid to host the 2027 Women's World Cup, competing against an expected proposal from Brazil and a joint Germany-Netherlands-Belgium plan. No proposed stadiums were announced by the USSF and Mexico's governing body. The USSF said the bid envisioned taking advantage of efficiencies from the 2026 Men's World Cup to be co-hosted by the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. The U.S. hosted the Women's World Cup in 1991 and 1999. FIFA is to inspect proposed sites in February, and the FIFA Congress is to vote on a host in May. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.